Hallelujah.
At thy feet
I fall, yielding up my all to suffer for thy, for my Lord, to see
at thy feet I fall.
Key, page 50. Take it down a little bit. Hallelujah. It's a white book. I'm sorry, Sister Tess. I should have said that. It's page 50, verse 2.
When through the woods and forest glades I wander,
I'm
sing the last verse, let's just remember the boys and cottagers again tonight. You know, I was down in Glens Falls today, and it was raining. And then I came back here, and they were getting out of the water. And I said, how did that happen? God just favors us in so many ways. So many ways. He is so good to us. And that's just an indication, as we heard, of his great love for us. And how much more, how much greater desire does he have to just meet these boys and draw them to himself. And so, Lord, we just commit each one of them to you this night. Lord, as your word has gone out again tonight to them, as they've gathered to pray and to seek your face, I just pray, Lord, that you would just continue that work in every life, Lord. We believe in you for victory, great victory in hearts. Oh, God, God, we know that you hear us. We know that this is upon your heart, that you've brought these boys and the cottagers to us so that you could meet them, that you could save them. Oh, Jesus, and make them conscious of your presence in their lives. Oh, God, so just pour out your Spirit. Pour out your Spirit in these days. We sense that you are drawing so near to us. And surely, Lord, you want to place your hand upon each life. And so we just come in that faith and that confidence that we have a great God. We thank you for what you have done throughout this camp season, for the answers to prayer, for the victories that have been won. And so, Lord, I just pray in these closing days that you would accomplish what's upon your heart. Let nothing, nothing hinder your purposes being fulfilled. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Verse 4.
When Christ shall come, which shall the
Lord, within us to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Dear Lord, you have promised. You have said, how much more shall your Heavenly Father give the Holy Ghost to ask?
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Ask Him. Just ask Him. Lord, fill me with the Holy
Ghost.
And you believe that He does. You don't have to have any sensation of feeling. Well, we're not looking for feeling. But we want the Holy Spirit to really take charge of us. Life is not worth living unless there is that control of the Holy Spirit. And our lives fulfill in that calling that Jesus has over us. Lord, I thank you for the Holy Ghost.
Yes, Lord.
I thank you for the Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Fill us all.
Thank you, Lord.
Fill us all. Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Jesus. We were all filled with the Holy Ghost. The place was shaken.
Oh, Jesus.
You were looking for boldness to preach Jesus. I need some boldness. And that boldness is in the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I thank you, Lord, that you're pouring out your Spirit now.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes.
Thank you, Lord. We're believing you and trusting you to make your word toward us good.
Hallelujah.
Fill us, Lord. Fill me,
yes,
Lord.
Lord.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Can we go to our leader?
Yes, we can.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
I'd like us, as we go to our knees, to sing together 362. And let's just give ourselves to God, that last aspect, facet of worship that Dad mentioned was surrender. And so we want to give ourselves to Him. And He gives Himself to us. Let me feel the Holy Spirit. Truly know that Thou art mine. There's another verse that we don't have in our books, and it goes like this. All to Jesus I surrender. Now I feel the sacred flame. Oh, the joy of full salvation. Glory, glory to His name. And this is what Jesus has purchased for us, that we might be filled with Himself, filled with this power from on high. And so, Jesus, come. We give ourselves to you. We're empty vessels. And we want you to fill us. So let's sing that together. I surrender all.
Thank you. Thank you.